What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 62 of this here podcast. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, coming back from central Maryland, because I just got out of, I shot some pool and had some Korean barbecue with my buddies. Korean barbecue is so fucking good. I'm still, you can hear I'm a little nasally, because it's a little cold out, and I get nasally when I'm I've been drinking, and I drank like an hour ago. I don't know, I'm still feeling it, even though I just fucking filled my stomach with a delicious pork belly. The place we go to is a 24-hour place, which doesn't make sense to me at all. Like, 24-hour places, unless you're like a diner or a Denny's or an IHOP, don't make sense to me, unless you're in a city. And Central Maryland, there are no cities in Central Maryland. They're all suburbs or farm towns. And the city I went to specifically does not constitute a city nor warrant a 24-hour thing. The thing about like 24-hour places is that it doesn't make sense to have them be open 24 hours, because like, who's fucking coming to your place at like 4:30 in the morning on a Tuesday? You're not making money. You're definitely not making money between, you know, like 1:30 and for that kind of place, for a Korean place, you're not making money until at least lunchtime. So you're hiring people to stay there and you're paying them, but you're not making any money. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So 24-hour joint, while cool for me, the fucking fat guy who's going to be eating your fucking food, fantastic. But for you, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I go there. I probably go there once every 2 or 3 months, and I really should go more. It's not expensive or anything, and it's a great social experience, just hanging out and just eating and just shooting the shit. But I don't do it enough, so I got to do that. I decided, though, that I'm going to do this thing where I'm going to invite people out whenever, I don't know, second Saturday, let's say. And I'm basically calling it my bar of the month in D.C., because I'd like to go to D.C. more. D.C. more is right down the street, and by down the street, I mean down, like, the interstate. But it's, like, 40 minutes away, and I've said it before, if you live on the East Coast and you haven't been to Washington, D.C., you're a douche. You're doing yourself a disservice. You need to go down to D.C. It's a fucking cool place, and it's full of history, obviously, and it's just, you just gotta do it. So, D.C. has a shit ton of bars, and there are a lot of bars that I'm interested in, but I'm gonna make it a point to go every month to go to one, just to find a new bar, and just have a good time. So I'm gonna start that next month, because I wanted to go to a bar. I think it was 2 weekends ago. We ended up going to Baltimore instead, because this place I was planning to go to, I was following it on Twitter, and I mentioned it. I was like, "Hey, I'm going here tonight." On my twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, I said, "I'm going there tonight. Hopefully it's a good time." And they replied to me, "Hey, we hope you're not coming tonight because we're not open yet." And because I read a fucking article online that said that they're open in January, and apparently they weren't. So I still plan to go there. It's a Japanese, like pop Japanese themed bar, where instead of like a bar, they have like pachinko machines that you drink on. They have ramen with tonkatsu, and they even have like Chinese and Korean stuff there. So that's something I'm looking forward to. That'll probably be the first on my DC world tour of bars. So I recorded an episode earlier tonight on my way to the pool hall, because I was really fucking pissed, and I decided to record an episode, but Audio Boo doesn't save episodes, it just posts it immediately. It can keep it indefinitely in the app, but I decided to just get rid of it. But I basically was complaining about how people don't fucking answer text messages. I've griped about that before, and it's a legitimate fucking gripe. You know, if you send a text message to somebody with a yes or no question, It should be answered. It should be answered quick. Hey, do you want to go out to dinner tonight? Yes, no. That's it. And I sent one of those out tonight, two of the guys didn't even respond, and I find that fucking just disrespectful. It's bullshit. Like, I don't care if you're busy. Just tell me no. You don't need to give me a fucking reason. Just no. Thank you. And I just find it really fucking disrespectful when people don't respond to text messages. And the same dudes didn't fucking reply. Like, I'm planning this thing. I talked about it a few episodes ago, I'm sure, about Atlantic City out in Jersey, which is like Vegas on the East Coast. Because I'm the only guy in my whole fucking crew who really plans shit, because I'm the only person, I'm the fucking taskmaster who gets shit done. I'm planning it, but, like, I got a few yeses, and the dates were cool, and I said to these guys, hey, these are the dates, are you okay with that? Please respond to me by the end of the week. And I sent that out on, like, a Tuesday or something like that. So they had, like, 6 days to get back to me. They didn't. And that, even then, I waited till Tuesday, and I said, and then I replied with them with, hey, yes, no. And one replied with a yes, and then the other one didn't reply, so I had to go through Facebook to fucking reply to him. And I fucking hate Facebook. And I just find it fucking disrespectful that people will not reply to a text message, especially when it's just a yes or no fucking answer. It's like, I'm helping you, you know? I'm trying to make something convenient for you. Help me help you. That's how I feel about that shit. And when people don't respond to me, or just don't respond, that's fucking disrespectful. It's bullshit. It's straight up bullshit. You gotta fucking, you know, you can even reply with, let me get back to you. I didn't even get that. I fucking had to get on them after the week that I gave them. And it's just bullshit. Because I know there are people who what a lot of what people do is, like, hey, do you want to go out on Friday? And they'll be like, oh, let me get back to you. Because a lot of people wait to see if something better comes up, which, firstly, is fucking rude anyway. But this is 3 months down the line, because I want to book, like, the room, so I want to get a better rate. You're not fucking waiting 3 months to give me a fucking response. You tell me now so I know how many rooms I should book. It's fucking rude if you don't. And it's just disrespectful. It's just wrong. You don't fucking do that to a person. I don't do that to people. So, you know, I'm pretty fed up with that shit. And that's why I'm not accepting text messages from people anymore. And I'm thinking of just getting rid of my phone, getting a 3G iPad, so I can just, you know, do my app shit. And if anybody wants to get in contact with me, I'll get, like, an app, like a texting app, or, like, email with push notification. But I don't really want to talk to anybody, because while I find texting so fucking impersonal when people fucking respond to it, I don't really like talking to people on the phone. So if people really do need to talk to me, then they can fucking text or email me through my iPad if I end up doing that. But, you know, these guys who have responded fucking real late about the Atlantic City thing still has me fucking just pissed. And tonight, this made it even worse. And, you know, if they don't get back to me about the Atlantic City thing, I'm not even going to talk to them about it. Like, here's the thing, I don't deal with drama. I don't do drama. I'm a fucking dude. If I don't like something, I cut it out. Period. And I've said it my whole life, I don't need people. I don't need friends. I don't give a fuck. That's why I fucking moved out of the county. I don't give a shit about being close to people. Like, I could, I've said it a billion times, and I fucking stick to it. I could leave the country today, and I don't give a fuck about anybody who's around me. If I have a job and a place, I'm fine. I don't need anybody. And that's not just me being like, oh, fucking emo or whatever fucking shit. I don't need anybody that I fucking know. Like, I like a lot of people that I know, but I don't need any of them. I was an only child. I'm an only child. And I didn't have friends as a kid. And that's not a fucking exaggeration. I did not have friends as a kid. So I don't need people. So I don't need friends. So if, you know, if these guys are just avoiding me, that's fine. But you know what? Fucking man up and say, look, I'm not cool with you anymore. I don't see what the reason would be, because I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't even talked to the guys in a while. Last time I talked to them was good. But if you don't want to talk to me, be a fucking man and say, hey, here's why I don't like you anymore. That's fine. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. But it's really fucking disrespectful to just not reply to text messages and phone calls and all that shit. It just is, period. There's no way you can fucking justify it unless you've been in, you know, the hospital for 2 weeks or maybe in, like, Iraq. Fine. You know, those are fucking legitimate responses. But you haven't. Therefore, disrespectful, period. So, out of my life. Done. That's it. I don't put up with shit. I don't deal with drama. I don't deal with fucking disrespectful people. That's it. So, you know, unless they get back to me, because, let's face it, I'm the fucking guy dealing with it. I'm the fucking guy planning it. I'm the guy who's fucking important here. You know, it's, sorry to make that sound self-centered, but I'm fucking doing the work. You gotta come to me. And I'm not, like, saying that to them directly, because they don't listen to this podcast, but, you know, the general you. If you don't come to me about this shit, I don't give a fuck. You're out of my fucking life. It means nothing to me. Like, I never mean this in an offensive way to people, but I don't need you. I don't. It's great to have you there, but if you're not there, I don't fucking lose a wink of sleep, because I am better off without people. Period. That's just how I am. I've always been like that. I've gotten along my whole fucking life without people. I've done everything on my own goddamn own. I don't need you. I don't need friends. I don't need enemies. I don't need shit. What I do need, though, is twitter.com/TwiggyBeyond and audioboo.fm/TwiggyBeyond. Go to those places. Fucking tell me what you think. Or don't, because none of you sons of bitches do. I don't need you fucking listeners either. Eat a dick.